Yo, what's up? Thanks for letting me come over. Sorry I'm late. Your place is surprisingly hard to find. It's kind of tucked away in a corner over here. You hiding from somebody? The cops? Jealous ex? Rival drug lord? It's okay. You can tell me. Calm down, I'm fucking with you. Come on, let me in. I want to get to work. Oh. Ooh. Holy shit. Nice office. Is that real wood paneling? Damn, and how tall are these ceilings? Looks so studious and official. Like a library in some old East Coast university. And you mean to tell me this is where you write your GWA scripts? No, of course, I'm not judging you. Kind of the opposite, actually. Must be nice to have a creative space like this. I record sitting on my carpet in between my bed and my wall. It's cozy. I like it. Anyway, I can see where you get your style, I guess. I would definitely come up with some out there shit if I spent my time writing in a, I don't know, a gothic cathedral like this. Okay, fine. I'll shut up about your office. Your awesome giant office. Your awesome giant office where, despite your apparent style, talent, and taste, you choose to write sexy internet stories for free. I'll shut up about it, I promise. Just as soon as I pick my jaw up from off of the floor. Give me a second. Where did I put it? Oh, there it is. Huh? What'd you say? Oh, yes, as promised. Coffee. I forgot to ask what you like, so I got you a latte. Everybody likes lattes. What? You don't like lattes? That's impossible. You're not making any sense. Are you feeling okay? Listen, we can do this another day if you have a fever or something. You don't have a fever? Oh no. I'm so sorry. Then you've gone insane. It's the only explanation. Oh dear. Well, there's only one cure for the kind of crazy you are. Shutting the fuck up and drinking the latte your friend oh so generously bought you. There, see? All better. Now come over here and sit down. We have work to do. All right. So, let me just put my feet up here. So, excuse me. You're probably wondering why I've called you into my extravagant palatial office this morning. Here's the deal. I've been performing scripts for a couple of months, and I love it. It's a ton of fun. The community is so great. I've met so many nice people, so many incredible performers, and even a few fun dickheads like you. And doing the fills, it's, I don't know. I don't know, a really unique kind of pleasure. You know, taking somebody else's fantasy and just sort of embodying it for a little while. It's kind of liberating. Reading those scripts, I've picked up a few dirty little kinks that I never would have even thought about otherwise. Plus, it feels good to give those old high school drama club muscles a nice stretch every now and then, you know? Now, having said that, I don't know. Lately, I feel a little like bottled up. Like, exploring other people's fantasies is fun and nice and fulfilling, blah, 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 but what about my fantasies? You know? Like, I've spent all this time opening up a new window into my sexuality, but I feel like I'm not any closer to finding my thing. Does that make sense? Anyway, I want to start writing scripts, like real ones. I guess I might fill them myself, but it would be even better if somebody else did it. To hear somebody else bring my dirty little thoughts to life. That sounds like crazy hot. But I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. But here's the rub. I think I might suck at writing. Just a bit. Don't laugh. Hey, this is very serious business, and I'll thank you not to make light of my professional frustrations. I just... I don't know. I can't do it. Every time I try to write something that actually means something to me personally, it just comes out all ramble-fappy. You know, like just huge walls of text full of, oh, fuck, and spank me, daddy, and like, I guess that can be kind of hot, but it feels like fake, you know? Like it could have been written by anybody. Like I'm just regurgitating the stuff I've heard before. It's not art. And then I try to spice it up with weird far-out scenarios and characters, but Jesus, I'm fucking hopeless at it. The other day, I seriously wrote the phrase, "Surrender your semen, Earthling." The fuck is that? I can't get off to that. And that's saying something. I get off to a lot of dumb shit. I am not kidding. Dead ass. I am in the weird corner of Pornhub. Constantly. It's like maybe a problem. Okay, so, but that's besides the point. I need your help. I've performed a few of your scripts, so I know that you're a pretty good hand at this stuff. Writing porn, I mean. What? Yeah, I'm serious. What are you... Oh my god, no. Shut the fuck up. Don't even start with that shit. Modesty is a really ugly color on you, my friend. And let me tell you, you wear a lot of ugly colors. Ugh. For the last time, yes, you are very good at writing. I'll make you a fucking medal if you want. It'll say, "Awarded for achievements in jerk-off material for horny, nerdy Reddit girls." Is that what you want? Is that doing it for you? Huh? You like that? You're truly the voice of a generation. Wow. Golly. Anyway, as I was saying, you've got a better handle on script writing than I do, so I need your help. I need you to be my sexy Sherpa and lead me to the summit of Mount Beaverest. I don't get it, dude. I don't see how you do it. Like, look. Where is it? Here it is. I'm sorry, there's crumbs on it, but... I printed out one of your scripts, and I... Oh, you owe me 20 cents for the printer ink, by the way. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out why it works. Like... this part. Right here. See? Remember this? The Amazon warrior has surrendered to the bear creature, and now she's tied up, naked, under the moonlight, rapturously awaiting the start of the sacred breeding ritual. That is the story that you wrote, and it is objectively the dumbest thing I have ever fucking read. But when I actually... read it. God help me, I'm into it. Like, it's so real. I feel like an honest to God butch ass fantasy babe about to get raw dogged by a sexy grizzly. And it's hot. So first of all, fuck you for making me re-examine my childhood obsession with the Jungle Book. And second of all, how? How do you take this high concept fuckery and turn it into something that feels honest and, like, sensual? As stupid and trashy as it is, this script has weight behind it. Like, it's a fully formed and genuine fantasy that came from a real person, weirdo though he may be. So, tell me your secret. I promise I won't tell. You You gotta be kidding me. Inspiration? That's your secret? So what, the Greek muse of tentacle porn flitters down and whispers sick nothings in your ear? Nuh-uh, dude. Don't give me that. That is weak shit. Do better. Stream of consciousness? Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So how does that work? What, do you just lay back, jerk off, and let your mind go where it will? That is what you do. And that's all? I mean, I guess that kinda makes sense. Might help you access those hidden kinks that your conscious mind doesn't know about. And if it just kinda pours out of you like that, I'll bet it comes across as more genuine too. Well, okay. It's worth a shot. Move those papers. I'm gonna lay on the desk. What are you gawking at? I'm just doing like you said. Don't make it weird. Now, be a dear and pull my shoes off. Gently, please. The buckles are fragile. Oh, come on! You said you would help me, and now you're yelling at me for taking your advice? It'll be fine. You don't have to do anything. Just observe in a strictly supervisory capacity to ensure that my form is correct. And don't worry, I won't make a mess. I mean, at least I usually don't make a mess. Okay, I'll probably make a mess, but I promise I'll clean it up. Oh my god, chill out. You write porn in here. This is already a cursed, tainted space, my dear. We might as well make good on all that foreshadowing. I knew you'd see reason. Here, real quick, tug on my pant leg. Okay, yeah, there we go. Now, you just sit there behind the desk while I find inspiration. Watch closely though, okay? I might need coaching. And please, shut up. I need to concentrate. Ooh. I'm already a little wet from reading your script. Good job on that one, by the way. You totally earned the silver. Okay, focus, focus, focus. Stream of consciousness. Stream of consciousness. Stream of consciousness. Fuck, gotta think of a scenario. Okay. A teacher keeps her student late to perform an oral examination. No, 270s. Ah, shit, okay. Okay, I'm a maiden who's lost her way in a forest, and I'm getting gangbanged by trees? No, that's stupid. All right, just gotta... Okay. A young man is seduced and brainwashed by the irresistible allure of a giant, magical, talking pussy. Nope. Okay. Ugh, god damn it. This isn't working. I don't know. My head's not in the right place. I don't feel sexy right now. Like, I could come if I wanted to, but nothing's taking shape in my head like you said it would. Your advice sucks. Fuck. Damn it. I wish I had some sort of, I don't know, stimulation to get my mind going. Oh! I know! Duh! Take your pants off. What's the matter? Take your pants off. Show me your dick. Well, yeah, I'm serious. Do I not look serious? I mean, I am positively dripping with candor. Sorry. I'll admit, The koi thing was kind of cute earlier, but come on, dude. I can see the tent that you're pitching from over here, and it's a miracle that your belt hasn't snapped yet. Release the beast. Okay, I really don't see why you're fighting me here. You're hot. I'm hot. We're all hot here. So let's do what hot people do. It'll be great. Just take your pants off and let me suck your cock a little bit while I touch myself. You know, to kickstart my imagination. Please. Pretty please. Yes. Okay, let's have a look. Look at you. Hold on, let me put on my writer hat and think of some good adjectives for it. Shapely, powerful, proud, resolute, throbbing? No, shit, that's a gerund. Whatever, just get over here. I'll lie down flat, and you hold your cock here, right over my face. I want to get a good look at it. Oh, yeah, good idea. You should start jerking off. It looks even better from below. God, you really are hard. Bobbing up and down right in my face, and oh God, the heat. I can literally feel the heat radiating out of your cock. Fuck, that's hot. So wet. Looks like my imagination's revving Yeah, bring your cock a little bit closer. Let me give it a little kiss. It tastes really, really good. Really gets me going. It's been a while since I've sucked someone off, you know, and this is whetting my appetite nicely. My heart's beating faster now. Is that pre-cum I taste? Slow down, babe. We've still got work to do. Okay. Stream of consciousness. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. My job is to say whatever random dirty shit pops into my head. And your job is to not come. Good luck. I believe in you. God. Professor, your cock feels so good in my mouth. The slut serum must be kicking in. I've had my eye on you ever since prom. But I didn't think that you'd invite the whole rugby team over for this. That's so hot. Please, please, gentle. Please, I can't get too turned on, or else the chastity chip in my brain will explode. Oh my god. That's it. You're hitting the clit I had implanted in the back of my throat. Fuck. I'm so glad I managed to steal you away from my sister after she stole you away from our mom, who is also your French tutor. User, these hot, wanton feelings aren't in my programming. Is it possible? Is this what you humans call love? This is really good, but coming in my mouth is not gonna help us repopulate the earth. Wait, yes, that's it. Hurry, run over to my purse and grab my voice recorder. Yes, I'm serious. Go get it and turn it on. I pictured us as the last survivors of some horrible apocalypse, you know, scavenging amongst the filth and rubble, and the only way for humanity to survive was for you to get me pregnant. I saw it so clearly in my head, and God, my pussy just clenched. I can't remember ever being so horny. Fuck, it's so hot. Holy shit. This is it. This is the inspiration I've been looking for. I gotta follow this idea, and I need your help. Lay the recorder next to my head so I can capture everything. And, fuck me. Did you hear me? Go ahead. Slam it in. Aww, such a gentleman. No, seriously, go hard. Pound it. We're two traumatized strangers with nothing to lose, alone and afraid in an endless wasteland. We have to make it count. Now slide your cock into me and show me how badly you want to survive.
Oh, fuck yes. Just like that. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Push it in deep. Nice and deep. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God. Fuck me hard and fast in this... burnt out convenience store. Oh god, I haven't been fucked in years. Fuck, I'm so glad you found me. Yes, pound my pussy. Yes, pound my pussy. Fuck, pound it like we're the last two people on earth. Tear my clothes if you want, they're just rags anyway. Oh fuck. No kissing, I'm sorry. I'm not ready to love again after my husband died in that robot attack, but the feeling of your cock slamming into my pussy over and over again, it takes the pain away. It makes me want to live again. Oh, fuck, I want to live. Yeah, shit. Keep fucking me. Fuck me for the future. Oh, fuck. I want your cum. I need your cum. I need your cum. It's the only way. We have to make children. We have to keep humanity alive. Fuck, you have to impregnate me. Can you feel me? How wet I am? Can you feel how warm and juicy my pussy is? I'm so fertile. I know I am. Once you come in me, I'll carry your child. Then after I give birth. Fuck, you'll have to knock me up again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. What? What are you? Oh, in real life? Ugh, yes, I'm, fuck. Yes, I'm, fuck. I'm on the pill, don't worry about it. No, get back in character, you're breaking my flow. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck me, Raider scum. Stop. Let me turn over. Let me put my ass in the air. Like an animal in heat. Look at it. Look at my pussy dripping down my legs. Smell me. Smell my musk. Can you feel it? The animal warmth spilling out of me. That's what we are now. Just filthy animals, rutting like nature intended. There are no rules now, just instinct. Go on, follow your instinct. Put your cock back in my pussy and fuck me like a dog. Just like that. Pound me into the fucking ground. Fuck the society out of me. Oh god, oh yes, yes, yes. Oh shit. I love the feeling of your balls slapping against my clit. They're so full. Fuck, so full of your hot, precious seed. Give it to me. Give it to me. Slap my ass and make me beg for it. Make me beg for your cum. I need it. No. Oh god, please. Please, I need it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm sweating. Fuck, I'm sweating through my clothes. Oh, I'm so fucking filthy already and you're making it worse. You're making me into a savage. A savage beast of the wasteland. God, fuck, I love it. Make a beast out of me. Breed me. Put your baby in me. Make my belly swell. Fuck. Impregnate me for the good of humanity. Oh, God, yes, you're ready? Do it. Go wild. Let go of your humanity and fuck me like a savage. Fuck me. Fuck me and come. Give it to me. Get me pregnant. Get me pregnant. Come in me. Come in me. Come now. Do it. Come. 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 Come in me. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck, yes, fuck. Keep coming. Keep coming in me. Pump every last drop into my womb. I can feel it. Shit. Fuck. Yes, give it to me. Give me one last thrust to make sure it takes to push your seed as deep as it'll go. One last. Oh. God. Fuck. And scene. Whew. My god. Wow, that was awesome. It was like I was there. What a rush. I've never felt so, like, keyed into my own imagination before. That was hot as fuck. And I think I'm still shaking a little bit. Oh my god, look at me. Hey, thanks for your help. We came up with a nice little scene there. I can't wait to write it up just as soon as I can listen to this recording. You fucking idiot. My voice recorder. You didn't turn it on. We didn't capture any of that. God fucking damn it. God fucking damn it. I gave you one job. One. Oh, fuck. My script. It's ruined. Well, shit. Guess we'll have to do that again. Take a seat and rest up, Hemingway. It's gonna be a long afternoon. And drink your latte. It's probably cold by now. But I need you full of fluids. Oh, and can you grab me a towel or something? Your, inspiration is leaking out of me right now. Shame to see it go to waste, but I guess we'll just have to coax some more out of you. All right, chop chop, sweetie. We are wasting daylight, and this little writer's workshop is far from over.